This is Passport to Texas. Looking for an informative summer read? Mike Cox discusses an article that details Texas Parks and Wildlife's 50 most significant milestones for the July issue of Texas Parks and Wildlife magazine.
I think we could have done probably at least 25 more, maybe 100 more.
Cox, a Parks and Wildlife spokesman, says milestones range from creation of the department in 1963 to the Connolly bonds that allowed the purchase of land for parks, to desert bighorn sheep restoration, to creation of the Great Coastal Birding Trail, to the Lone Star Land Stewards Awards program, and more.
The department has really done a lot of good things, and I think everyone is looking forward to what the department can do in the next half century for the people of Texas.
And what might the next 50 years bring?
Hopefully we'll have a big impact on water, not only quality, but the availability of water, especially as we're in the middle of a horrible drought. I think that's something that we'll look back on 50 years from now and say, it's a good thing that agencies like Texas Parks and Wildlife were involved in programs like that to help try to turn things around.
The July issue of Texas Parks and Wildlife magazine, with Mike Cox's article on Parks and Wildlife's 50 milestones, is on newsstands now. Support provided by Ram Trucks. Doing what's right and good regardless of the degree of difficulty takes guts. Those are the people who build Ram Trucks. Ram. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.